There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
5-Hour Energy Fan Line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. I wasn't upset they didn't make moves. I was surprised they didn't look for defensive back help. They may have. They may have looked for defensive back help. I always look at it like, which of the deals that got made would you have done if you were Nick Caserio? And I don't think I would have done the Marshawn Lattimore trade. The Tre'Davious White, the little seventh-round pick swaparoo deal, I might have done just because you're not really giving up anything there, and it is veteran depth at that position. We'll keep breaking down the trade deadline. Let's get to Dana Brown. Dana Brown was at the GM meetings in San Antonio and met with the media. Here are Dana Brown's priorities for this offseason.
Yeah, so the biggest priority is third base, you know, without a doubt. You know, I mean, we would love to have Alex Bregman back. You know, I mean, it's our biggest priority. So, I mean, then if we could, you know, do something to firm up, you know, production at first base and, you know, get some help in the outfield, maybe with a nice right hand, I mean, a nice left-hand bat, sorry. To work out with Myers and McCormick, I mean, that would be good as well. And then maybe add some more depth to the bullpen. And as I've always told you guys, I'm always in the market for starters. So if we have any opportunity to acquire starters, you know, through trade or whatever, we would do that as well.
This is the first offseason in a few years, Seth, where Astro fans are not going in, or the Astros themselves don't really seem to be going in looking to do anything splashy. They're not in a position where they can do anything splashy. You know, they've got all these dead contracts sitting on the books. They've got to try to re-sign Alex Bregman. You know, even last year, they signed Josh Hader. That was one of the splashiest deals of the offseason. You know, the season before that, Jose Abreu, and you know, was one of the splashiest moves of the didn't work out. But it was a big, splashy, somewhat expensive move. This, you hear him list the priorities, and beyond bringing Bregman back, it's all like, oh, we need a little upgrade at first base, and we get a left-handed bat in the outfield, and some bullpen depth. Like, none of those things scream to me. If you're looking at, like, free agency lists, like the top 25 or 30 free agents, other than Alex Bregman, just don't even bother reading the rest of the list. None of those guys are coming to the Astros is how I'm feeling right now.
Meanwhile, Dana Brown is dealing with Jose Abreu's $19.5 million that's still on the books. Rafael Montero is $11.5 million that's still on the books. Is Greinke on the books or not? It's $12,500,000 for
Greinke. Yeah, I think it is. There was like some deferred money in his contract.
There was deferred to 2025.
Yeah.
$12.5 million of Zach Greinke. Everything's come home to roost in terms of either the errors or aggressive spending from the past or whatever it might be. And that's all Alex Bregman's money right there.
Yeah.
That's all. It's just sitting right there, and you're not getting anything for it.
When you put it that way, when you add it up.
Jose Abreu has Alex Bregman's money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, obviously, that's for 1 year. It's not, you know, on into the extension, but still.
Let's hear from Dana Brown. What is your mindset right now at third base and with Bregman?
Our mindset right now is is that he's not going elsewhere and that we want to sign him. So if he ends up going elsewhere, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I'm going into this offseason with the thought process that we're going to get Bregman back. Hopefully, you know, we can do it. And as I said, you know, the conversations with Scott have been productive.
All right, one more. So you're talking about the chances of bringing Bregman back. What are the chances you're bringing Bregman back?
Yeah, we've had a lot of discussions with Scott Boras, multiple conversations. So we hope that they've been productive, and we're hoping that, you know, some good things happen.
Do you feel like you have a decent chance?
I think we have a really good chance.
Really good chance. You heard it there at the end. I think we got a really good chance.
I'm really with you on this. Javier is coming back. Javier is feeling great 12 hours before he gets Tommy John surgery. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not feeling great about it right now. And this, my feeling on bringing Bregman back, and why I might, like, if you're truly about keeping the, you know, air quotes, championship window open, you know, Jim Crane has said, on my watch, we will always strive to be as competitive as we can be and strive to be a championship level team. This is the first one of all the guys who've left, and I'm not saying Bregman hasn't left yet, but this is the first one where, A, there is no great solution to backfill him. Even on the free agency market, there's no great solution to go get. Alex Bregman is so far and away the best third baseman on the market that they're really going to be struggling for answers at third base if Bregman doesn't come back. And number two, this is not like Springer leaving a team. Now, Springer left after the COVID year, so it's not a great example. But let's use 2019 as the last full season before Springer. This isn't Springer leaving maybe the deepest team of the last 15 years in that lineup with Kyle Tucker coming up, you know, with Kyle Tucker ascending. I know Tucker plays right field, Springer plays center field, but at least you had a major bat in the outfield. This isn't Correa leaving and Pena coming up. This isn't any of the pitchers leaving, knowing that you've got this machine that just cranks out big league pitching.
Right.
There's no solution, and Springer leaving was leaving a 107 win team from 2019. Carlos Correa was leaving a team that made it to the World Series. Bregman is leaving a team, if he were to leave, that has gone from, in the last few full seasons, gone from over 100 wins to 90 wins, to now 88 wins. Has serious salary issues right now. Like, that's the thing I think about Bregman. Like, I wonder how Bregman looks at the Astros. I wonder what he sees in the Astros right now.
I think the big difference with Bregman, too, is in a lot of ways, he's the ideal guy to bring in to a team that's right on the brink. In 2000, this version of Bregman would have been an awesome guy to bring onto the Astros in 2017.
Yeah.
Like, all right, guy with playoff experience, knows how it's done. He's a consummate baseball nerd that's just constantly looking for an edge, helps his teammates out, you know, has an established track record of that. It's not like Carlos Correa. Remember Carlos Correa all of a sudden in his free agency year is when we started hearing about what a great leader he was?
Yeah.
You know, it's been more steady and consistent with that with Alex Bregman. And ironically enough, it makes it feel like, how much does Alex Bregman's leadership and everything else factor into this team? Let's pretend he's a free agent. Is he going to be the guy that all of a sudden really turns it into a team that's got a great pipeline and that is going to just push them right over the top? I don't think he is.
No.
You know, and it's not because of anything he can or can't have done. It's just that's where the team is right now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If they lose Bregman, then I would be shopping Kyle Tucker and Framber Valdez and try to replenish the farm system and get some young guys in here and do what you have called more of like a reset than a rebuild. You've still got some good players on the team. You might still be able to be competitive. It's a division that's very winnable. You know, that's the thing that the Astros have in common with the Texans, is that even as we sit here and wring our hands over all the moves that are getting made, not getting made, bad contracts, this and that, the fact of the matter is, with or without Bregman, they're probably still the favorite in the American League West because the division is so bad.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, because I don't think Tucker's coming back. We've heard nothing about what's been discussed with Framber Valdez. Framber never gets asked about to Dana Brown. All the questions are always about Bregman and Tucker. They're never about Framber. And Framber is, you know, as unfortunate as the occasional bad Framber sightings are that show up at really bad times sometimes, like in the postseason, he's still one of the 5 to 10 best starting pitchers in the American League. I think that's safe to say.
Yeah.
So I would start if Bregman signs elsewhere, I would be shopping Tucker and Framber and look at this as a way like, okay, maybe we're closing the window for a year or two. You know what I mean? Like the window,
yeah, we're
the window's
not, yeah,
still
we're
there.
Taking
we're
a
just,
hiatus.
We're closing it. We're just, you know what? We're drawing the shades. It's
you're
open.
Still in, but, yeah, the expanded playoffs change things a little bit.
Yeah.
And, okay, you can still be a team that's in the mix and what have you, but without being as high-powered as you used to be. But, yeah, because if you let go of Bregman, then I feel like you've already, that's the emotional barrier.
Yeah.
That's the, okay, everything from the past and everything that Bregman could be or is right now, but man, he's going to be under contract until he's 36 or 37 years old. Okay, you rip that Band-Aid off and feel that pain, then yeah, what are we going to be overly sentimental about Kyle Tucker?
Can't be.
Or overly sentimental about Framber Valdez?
Nope. Can't be. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Big Wednesday today, man. Texans are back at practice. This is one of the biggest Sunday night games, one of the biggest primetime games at NRG Stadium ever coming up on Sunday. And one of the first things we'll be looking for, other than injured players being back at practice, what is the left to right permutation of offensive linemen? Who are the ones that get trotted out there? I've got four potential scenarios here. I'm curious which one Seth Payne thinks would be the best one and which one we think will be the one the team chooses. We'll go through that coming up next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.